This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Oh, Jade, what a massive show we have today. I mean, later on, I think in the next hour or so, we've got Marina and the Diamonds the line.
It was very exciting.
It was so cool to have a chat with her, because I think Marina and the Diamonds is one of those artists that appeals to both sides of the Different Strokes spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've always talked about you loving indie music and liking alternative music, and me being just a shameless pop music lover.
And probably the perfect example of that was during the week, I was telling people that we'd done the interview, and friends of mine who are only into indie music were excited about it, and friends of mine who are into pop music were also excited.
So, yeah, we look forward to sharing that interview with you guys coming up after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably closer to 8, I reckon.
Yeah, probably.
We'll want to tease. Now, Jade, later on in the show, you're also going to review Once Upon a Time,
mm-hmm.
which is this brand new TV show that premiered on Channel 7 on Tuesday night.
On Tuesday night, yeah. It's been out in the US. I think they've just finished their first season, and they're being renewed for a second season. So it's been out for a while.
So it's kind of fairy tale fantasy kind of TV show,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a little twisted.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can imagine there'll be a market for that.
Yeah.
So look forward to hearing your review. And later on, of course, we're going to talk about getting married in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently you can get gay married at Tokyo Disneyland.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be a happy place, Jade?
It would be a happy place.
Now, Jade, speaking of happy places, this is so wrong for me to say this, but I'm a big fan of Winter Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you guys will probably know Winter Gordon for her number one single, Dirty Talk, and top 20 hit, Till Death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was really funny because I haven't heard from Winter Gordon in ages. Like, you know, those two singles came out, the album came out, and then she kind of, you know, went under the radar for a bit.
Yeah.
But this morning she was on WhatsApp, which mm-hmm. is this sort of messaging app for those of you playing at home. She was on WhatsApp with me and going, "Hey, how you doing?" So we were conversating, and then I looked on the running sheet this morning, Jade.
And there's Winter Gordon.
Coincidence? Yeah, I did not rig this, I swear.
Yeah.
You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9, where we're lovers of music and even cooler artists, aren't we?
Yeah.
This is Winter Gordon with By My Love, the remix.
I wanna spend your money.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon, and you're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave.
You say that it's about pop artist versus character.
Pop artist versus character.
Forget what you've heard. Go to listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
Jade, every single week, what I want to get into the habit of is you and I coming here mm-hmm. and making recommendations for new music, because, you know, before we weren't mainstream. Yeah, making us sound like, you know, Lana Del Rey of Breakfast Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Before, you know, back when we were a little underground on Wednesday nights, you and
we were on at 7 o'clock, Dave.
Not even that underground. We were maybe just like 2 feet underground.
Yeah.
But back when we were on Wednesday nights doing Different Strokes, when we were, you know, what Joy would call a specialist program,
yeah,
we had a bit of a reputation as so-called tastemakers.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to look at music that's up and coming,
mm-hmm,
not just stuff that's on Six at Six, which is great.
Yeah.
But Jade, you and I have a quite a different take on new music. So, mm-hmm, and one of your favourite artists, Temper Trap, has an album coming out this week.
Yes, they've got a new album, which is actually their second album, coming out on Friday, which is tomorrow. And it's self-titled. And like, I mean, I'm sure people will know them from, they had huge success with their debut called Conditions. There were songs like Sweet Disposition was on it, Love Lost and Fader. They were on all kinds of TV shows. There was kind of international hype around them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd heard them a long time ago. I remember back in our student radio days, Dave.
This goes like beyond underground. This, yeah, is like sprouting.
I remember actually going out. I was working as a producer on a show, going out to see one of their shows because we were recording it for the show. Like, this is, I mean, this is years and years ago. You know, I'm 30
so this
now.
Is before, you know, they had the mainstream
before
breakthrough.
Before they even had their mainstream breakthrough. But they've brought out the first single from the album, which is called Need Your Love, which is actually playlisted here at Joy. And definitely a new feel to that song from what you would expect from if you'd listen to something like Sweet Disposition or Love Lost. It's definitely a bit more upbeat, and there's
this one feels more radio ready.
It is definitely. I did actually listen. They've released another song from the album just on their YouTube channel called Rabbit Hole, which is definitely a bit more like their old stuff. So I'm really curious to see this album when it comes out, whether they're going to offer up something different like the first single or whether that's just isolated.
But you know what? I mean, this is something that we learned from Marina and the Diamonds, who we spoke to earlier this week, and you guys will get to hear the interview later on as well. Remember how Marina was saying how the first single is normally the simplest, the most pop one, and then, you know, that's kind of to get people on board.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what Temper Trap's doing.
Yeah,
with
and
Need
that's
Your
why
Love.
I'm really curious to see, you know, to hear the album, to see whether that's exactly what it is or whether it's a new direction for them.
Correct. Well, Jade, this is something I've been waiting on for a long time, counting down to the day where you will make me the happiest man in the world, a.k.a. your best man.
Yeah.
You've been in a relationship for a number of years now, Jade, and I feel that maybe marriage is on the radar.
It's really just that you want to, you know that you're my standby best man, and so you know that it's an opportunity for you to get fabulous, right?
Correct. And please don't make me wait till I'm like 36 or something and I'm starting to lose my figure. Please, Jade. But in any case, look, I was reading a story this morning that Disneyland in Tokyo is allowing same-sex couples to hold their ceremonies there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't legally tie the knot. You know, you can't get gay married in Japan, so to speak, but you can have a ceremony at Disneyland, which is something that one particular couple didn't know until they actually asked.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Tokyo Disneyland was saying that we have never refused an application for a same-sex wedding at our hotels here. So, you know, it's something that they're quite open to, which I think is really cool.
Yes. And I mean, later on in the article, it does talk about how two of the other locations, Disneyland locations, so Disney World in Florida and the Disneyland in California, have performed civil ceremonies for many years.
Yeah. So Jade, would you consider getting married in a happy, happy place like Disneyland?
Well, Dave, it's funny you mention that, because I do think that, you know, should the opportunity ever arise, I think our happy place, my girlfriend and mine, would probably be Harry Potter World. So, I mean, it's almost Disneyland, but
it's,
you know,
fun, it's innocent.
Yeah, like, you know, could you imagine us getting married in Hogwarts?
What will I have to dress up as, Jade? I mean, I'm not really into Harry Potter. I'm going to need you to dress me, which is a world first.
But, you know, I don't think you necessarily need to dress in costume, do you?
I don't know. Are you going for a costumey wedding, Jane? We have a lot of planning to do.
We'll have the sorting hat out front. People will have to get sorted before they can go in.
Oh, goodness. As long as there's no green goo or any of that weird stuff that they do in Harry Potter
land. Wow, you really have not seen any Harry Potter,
I really haven't. I mean, I stopped watching after the first movie. So, you know, you have a lot to fill me in if this is where you want to get married. Jade, now let's talk about what is trending on Twitter, because I want to be kept in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little crazy right now because I'm not a big fan of these so-called gay outings or celebrity gay outings.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting discussion, Dave, because it's trending on Twitter at the moment, and some of the gay press is starting to report on Raven Simone has apparently been outed by a tabloid.
National Inquirer.
Yeah, the National Inquirer.
If you can trust that, yes.
And they're reporting that she's in a relationship with one of the models from America's Next Top Model.
Ooh, okay, Raven, you can get that.
So a lot of the gay press in the US is now reporting on it. It's trending all over Twitter. But what I find really interesting about it is it always brings up the discussion about whether it is okay to out someone.
I don't think it's okay to out anyone.
Honestly, I don't either. I can see sort of a reason for it when someone is openly making remarks that are anti-gay and they actually turn out to be gay, because I think that for me is like a free-for-all, because you're sort of causing hate out in the community. But
in the case of Raven,
lives.
Raven's just living her life. For those of you who don't know who Raven Simone is, you might know the Disney Channel show that she was on, That's So Raven.
Yes.
Where she played this teen psychic.
Yes, it was funny. Like,
I love it.
I've never actually seen the show. And it was so funny, a couple of weeks ago, Dave, you mentioned to me that, she was a psychic on the show. And
I think you know of That's So Raven, but you maybe have never seen it.
I've never seen That's So Raven. I mean, I know her from when she was on the Cosby Show, when she played Olivia, sort of in the later years of the Cosby Show.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't think Raven has done very much with her career. I know that she's had an album out, maybe some music out, but it's she's not as big as J-Lo or anything. She's no media mogul, that Raven girl.
Yeah.
But in any case, it'll be interesting to see how she responds, if she chooses to at all, because really, she doesn't have to respond if she doesn't want to.
And from what I've been reading, of articles and interviews that she said in the past, she said, I don't talk about my personal life. So I would not be surprised if she sort of just ignores the whole thing.
It's really...
And that's her right.
Yeah, correct. And it's really funny as well, Jade, because you and I were looking at one of the news blogs that posted this story about Raven so-called coming out as a lesbian. Mm-hmm. And we were noting the choice of photo they used.
Yeah.
Of course, they were going to pick some sort of photo of her where she's got some rock star punk rock star looking weave on.
Heavy eyeliner.
Yeah, make it look really rough and really
edgy.
Some leather. I mean, when we know there's probably like billions of photos of Raven Simone on the interwebs of her, with soft curls and, flowers in her hair, they weren't going to choose those. So I feel like people definitely have an agenda out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Jade, earlier this week we caught up with Welsh singer-songwriter Marina and the Diamonds, and we've been saying how, Marina is one of those artists that appeals to alternative music lovers and pop music lovers like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very much got the Different Strokes appeal, we would say. So we caught up with her to talk about her new single Prima Donna, mm-hmm. and also her new album Electra Heart, which comes out in stores in Australia tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be first in line, definitely.
I think people are going to be in line to get Temper Trap and Marina and the Diamonds.
Okay, maybe you and I should, do a quick dash to the store tomorrow and get our respective music. So, let's have a listen to our chat with Marina. If you want to send us a text, you can.
Text us 0427-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au.
Okay, let's have a chat.
Marina. Congratulations on the new album, Electra Heart. The single Prima Donna was an absolute killer. Dave actually played me the single in my car on Saturday, and I was surprised by the amount of bass that was happening in my car. The car was kind of vibrating. But anyway, I wanted to know, how did you arrive at this creative point?
I think Prima Donna is it's like the most pop song on the record. As soon as the first album was released, I started writing again. They were kind of more polished sounding, but also a bit more electronic than the first album. And so I knew I wanted that kind of cold, detached sound for most of the album. So it just went from there, really. I started to work with two people from my old album and then two new people, which were Dr. Luke and Rick Knowles. For me, Luke is the biggest in terms of being commercial.
This is the single at the moment. So do you think that this is kind of indicative of how you want people to receive Electra Heart?
I don't know. I don't really know how how people receive it anyway, generally. I think that it's going to attract a younger fan base, definitely, than my first album. But that's not surprising, because I've got songs like Bubblegum Bitch and Teen Idol on there, so it's...
Which I love, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You know what? It's kind of normal for an artist to use their most pop-sounding and also their most simple song as their first single to get people into it who are maybe from a broader audience than you started with.
Yeah, do you feel like, you know, with some of the songs you write that other people could sing it to the same effect?
Most of them, no. I think, if I'm totally honest, I think something like Prima Donna, someone probably could. But again, you have to really ham it up and, like, get into a character in that. Because it is, you're kind of, you know, you're portraying a certain archetype.
So were you putting on a character when you did Prima Donna? Or was it all you just hamming it up?
Well, it's kind of, you know, I've always been quite theatrical in the sense that I do like hamming it up. I am quite, you know, faux dramatic, so Prima Donna is very me, even though I don't want to admit it. You have to know or actually relate to a certain character if you're willing to write about it.
I think what's really endearing about Electra Heart, and I think generally everything you write about, is this vulnerability and this raw kind of emotional edge in the way you do it.
Yeah, I think people really have connected with the lyrics much more on this album. And I think, as much as I hate to admit it, because for ages I was like, Electra Heart isn't an alter ego. I was like really mad about it. I have created a fictional character to talk about my love life, but in doing so, the reason I did that was because it enabled me to be a lot more truthful. And so I think, you know, songs like Starring Role and Lies, people really connect to it because I'm talking about love in a really explicit way that they might not find in other pop songs.
So why were you hesitant to come out and upright just say, yes, it's an album about love and whatnot?
Because I didn't want the boy at the time who it was about to know that it was... And you know, guys, time frames are very important things. So basically, I wrecked my whole critical response to this record for a fucking boy. But, you know, that's the truth. And it's hard. Sometimes, maybe, you know what? This shows how emotionally inept I am. I can't even say what my record is about to a journalist. I was so scared at the time of admitting that, you know, that I'd essentially created a concept album because I got dumped by a boy.
Does he know that it's about him? No.
No, the time frame's passed and he can't possibly know.
So you haven't dropped any hints or anything in the booklet or something?
There's no, like, secret messages, like, when you play it backwards or anything like that going on.
Imagine if when I played it backwards, it, like, spells out his whole name.
You know, I'm waiting to get the physical copy of the album just so I can actually see if any particular text or letters light
maybe
up.
Maybe an acrostic or something?
That's creepy.
I know you thought about this, Marina. I know you did.
This is Different Strokes.
Congratulations on the new album.
On Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. That was our interview with Marina and the Diamonds.
Yes, and her album Electra Heart comes out in stores tomorrow, so make sure you guys go get it and show it some love.
Mm-hmm.
Jade, that was too much fun, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun. We laughed a lot. We, you know, got weird.
In a proper way, not in a creepy way.
Yeah.
In a way that she loved.
Yeah. Well, isn't, you know, Marina's a bit weird. I don't think she'd be okay with
Yeah, she'd
that.
Be cool with a little weirdness.
Yeah.
In any case, look, we had such a good time talking to Marina that we're going to actually put out the full interview as an exclusive Different Strokes podcast on our website, on iTunes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're going to get to hear the full chat where she, you know, really talks about the album Electra Heart and, you know, her place in pop music, really, because she started off, you know, sounding a little alternative. And with this album, she's embraced a much glossier pop sound. So, you know, we had a good chat with her about that. So keep an eye out on our Twitter and Facebook.
Yes. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/diffstrokes949. And we're on Facebook, facebook.com/differentstrokesradio.
Now, Jade, we are celebrating International Day Against Homophobia today by paying tribute to gays and lesbians in the media, in our lives, that have inspired us. Day Against Homophobia. Mm-hmm. And we know with our own experiences growing up, sometimes it's tough with the name calling and all that kind of stuff that you go through in high school, especially when you're young.
Yeah.
Feel that you're particularly vulnerable, and especially when you're questioning as well.
Yeah.
So who were the, you know, kind of gay and lesbian figures in your teenage years that you kind of looked up to?
Well, Dave, it's really interesting. I had, I grew up in a town where I didn't know any other gay people. And I remember Ellen came out when I was sort of a late teenager. So in 97, I think it was. And it was very public at the time. And I remember, I remember it very clearly. And it was really interesting for me, Dave, because I remember at the time, like, her talk show had at that time been running for about 4 years. And I remember when the show first started, watching it and like feeling some sort of connection to her and not understanding what that connection was.
Was it a connection or a sexual attraction?
No, I don't think it was an attraction, but you know, like how you can relate to characters, you know, you get that connection. And there was something about her character on that show. And then obviously throughout, her career. I mean, she's obviously a very obvious person, I think, particularly for lesbians who are my age, because she came out at that critical time for us.
I totally understand it. And yes, of, you know, she's the mainstream kind of pin-up lesbian right now in pop culture. So, yeah, she might be an obvious one, but, you know, in your circumstance, you were with Ellen from the very beginning. This was before she got those makeup campaigns and the famous talk show.
She had, like, some bad mullets during the 90s.
You stuck with Ellen DeGeneres throughout the bad mullet years. You deserve some sort of ring.
I think we all know that we've all had some bad mullets in our time.
I'm waiting for a photo of you with a bad mullet, actually. I've seen some photos of you with some sort of boy band, maybe Leonardo DiCaprio style, circa Titanic haircuts.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen you in the mullet before. You're laughing, but you're not disagreeing. So there's a worry right there.
Well.
Now, Jade, we've been talking about gays and lesbians, you know, personal ones in your life or ones in a public eye that have been inspiring to you. And we've got a couple of texts come in.
Yes, we had a text from Joe from Windsor who said, "Justice Michael Kirby is my personal hero. He's courageous, compassionate and incredibly wise."
Yes.
We also had a text come in from Jeffrey from St Kilda East, and he says, "Justice Michael Kirby always, and especially this week, Penny Wong, after her words on Q&A.
Wow. So we've got some political figures out there, some very wise figures out there as well.
Yeah.
To contrast, you know, the kind of maybe pop music and kind of entertainers that you and I probably think of most of the time.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Ellen before.
Yeah.
For me, it's Darren Hayes.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the last few years when I feel like I respect him so much as not just a recording artist, but as an individual as well. And this is really the magic of the internet with things like Facebook and Twitter and all that. You know, he's been really good at just sharing a part of himself and, you know, and with the recent interviews as well, talking about his coming out experiences and all that. I really relate to a lot of the stuff that Darren Hayes talks about.
Yeah.
Now, Jade, you were hinting before that there was another one that has inspired you.
Yes.
And you wouldn't tell me.
Dave, it's you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the reason why.
I feel like balloons should be falling from the ceiling right now.
No, because I remember, when we first met many, many years ago, Dave, like as I was mentioning earlier, I did not know any gay people in real life. I met a friend of mine who I grew up with, I went to high school with. He was gay and he basically left town as soon as humanly possible. And then, I, as you know, Dave, I've spent a lot of time in the US. My girlfriend is, in fact, American. So I knew a lot of gay people in the US, but I did not know any people here. And I'd come home to Australia and I was living here by myself and I didn't know any other gay people. I didn't, this is before we came to Joy. And honestly, like, I learnt so much from you. Even though you're much younger than me, I learnt so much from you. So I, you know, I feel like I had that connection. At least I had one person. And, you know, obviously coming to Joy, you know, having all of those people around you, you know, and embracing you is just so brilliant.
Thank you, Jade. I was just like, I hope she doesn't say anything that's going to be, you know, emotionally triggered because I've had such a heavy week. But that was really sweet. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Anyway, so we've run out of time, but you can catch up with us during the week if you go to our website, which is differentstrokesonline.com. Later there today, hopefully today or tonight, we will post the full interview with Marina and the Diamonds. And later in the week, probably over the weekend, you'll catch up with the podcast. And we've got our blog there as well. If you want to like us on Facebook, we are on Facebook, facebook.com/differentstrokesradio. And we're on Twitter at diffstrokes949.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.